Okay, let's begin. Our topic is what's called Hecha Kedusha, Mincha Ktzara. There's a shortened form of Mincha that is very... let's start that again. Shortened form of Mincha that you might find in some of your local yeshivas, schools, shuls. And I wanted to discuss today whether it is a proper halachic solution or not. And regardless of whether it's proper or not, meaning when you daven in such a shul or school that has that going on, what do you do? So I did title the shir, the best way to do what you're not supposed to do. So it sort of gave away a little part of the shir. But we'll see the discussion, both sides of the issue, Bezrat Hashem. In order to discuss it, we have to understand what is the role of Chazarat Hashatz in our lives. Meaning, what is it that needs to be done and that we are shortening? So, we'll start with source one. The Gemara in Rosh Hashanah tells us the following. Tanya, Amru lo l'Rabban Gamliel. Lidvarecha, lama tzibor mitpalin. Why does the tzibor daven? There's silent shmones, right? Amru lahem kedei lahaz der shliach tzibor tfilato. You can't just get up there and daven. Could be they didn't have a sitter printed. So you can't just get up there and daven. You have to go through it before, practice it. Make sure you know exactly what to say and do. So in order to allow for that possibility, you need to have a silent Shmon Esrei in which he can prepare. Now, whether or not we follow that explanation of the Gemara, this does have certain ramifications for other halachot. One that came to my attention a few years back, meaning the last 5 years, let's say, was there was a certain Kohen in our community who had avelos. He had lost one of his parents. And there's a question. What should a Kohen do who has avelos? Should he be the chazen? So then what does he do for duchenik when it comes to Birchas Kohanim? So does he turn around and do it anyway? Does he just duck and huddle under his talis and let other things happen? Or another possibility is, does he avoid it altogether? Well, if you take the side that you're supposed to avoid it altogether, so what about him wanting to be the chazen, to say Kaddish, to be the chazen because he's an Avel, to commemorate his father? So this Kohen, what he had started to do was that he would be the chazen, and he would start, you know, here in Israel, they start with Mizmor Shir or Hodu, whatever they start with, meaning there's a Kaddish then. And he was the chazen for Pesukei Dezimra, Yishtabach, Shema, Silent Shmona Esrei, and then he would disappear. And the tzibor would be standing around and waiting until somebody realized, oh, that guy is not planning on coming back to be the chazen. Because of that, he is, because he wants to go duchen. And somebody else would have to go up and daven. What's the problem? We haven't fulfilled this line of Gemara. Well, again, like I said, it could be they didn't have a sitter back then, and maybe it's not as much of an issue. But if it is an inyan, so then he hasn't done that. So Rav Shlomo Levi, the Rosh Kollel here, told one of my friends, who ended up davening in this guy's minyan all the time, because it was at the same time every day, that he, when he does his silent Shmon Esrei, he should have in mind that he is preparing his silent Shmona Esrei in order to be the out loud Shmona Esrei. And again, it could be a nafka mina in general. If you're ever the chazen, part of what you're doing in your silent Shmona Esrei is getting ready for the out loud Shmona Esrei. Okay? So, Rabban Gamliel says that's the goal of the silent Shmona Esrei. Amar lahem Rabban Gamliel, he said to them, L'divreichem lama shliach tzibur yored lifnei ateva. Again, this is an excerpt, this is part of a larger conversation, larger machloket, but according to your side, why have a chazen? Why have Chazarat Hashatz in the first place? Amru lo, kedei lo tzi et she'eino baki. Not everybody knows how to daven. In order to take care of people who don't know how to daven themselves, we appoint a chazan, a shliach tzibor, who is going to say the Shmona Esrei out loud on behalf of everybody there, and those people will then be yotzei tefillah by standing and answering amen. I can train everybody to answer amen to the end of a bracha, even when they know very little. I can just tell them the end of every paragraph, answer amen. That much they know. They don't know enough to daven on their own, and this solves that problem. The Torah, when he discusses the halachos of Shmona Esrei and Siman Kuf Chaf Dalet, source 2, says, La'achar shesimu atzibur tefilatan yachzir ashaz atfila, she'im yesh mi she'enu yodeh litpalel yechavim l'masha hu omer v'yotzei bo. Somebody who doesn't know how to daven can just pay attention, listen carefully to what the chazan is saying, and be yotzei. And he adds in a second reason, v'gam machzir atfila k'dei she'yanu k'dusha acharav. The second is that now, because the tzibur is davening together, we're going to get kedusha out of it. But there's two reasons in the tour why we have chazar hashatz. One is to be motzi, somebody doesn't know, and one is for kedusha. When it comes to our hecha kedusha, is there an afkamina between those two reasons? Somebody?
Yeah.
Yes.
For Kedusha, daven here, the first two...
You're still getting Kedusha.
Yeah.
Okay.
And then, but if you're not saying the rest of the...
You're not saying the rest of the Shmona Esrei. Good. So therefore, that would already be a nafkamina between the Torah's reasons. What about today, what if you daven somewhere where everybody knows how to daven? If the reason is because we're trying to be motzi, people don't know how to daven, so you wouldn't need chazar hashatz. Correct? But if the reason is for kedusha, you would still need to do it in order to get kedusha. But again, that's only in theory, because in source 3, the Beis Yosef cites somebody who cites the tshuvas of the Rambam. The Rambam says, "Kahal shi'palu v'kulam b'kiyim b'tvilo." You're davin and you look around the room, and everybody's Rashi Yeshiva. Everybody's an expert. Im yarod shlech tzibur lefnei ateva v'yachzor tefila b'kol ram. Should we appoint a chazan anyway to do chazar hashatz? Now, what does the Rambam answer? V'heshiv ha'il v'tiknu chachamim shi'yirei shlech tzibur lefnei ateva lo tziyam ishino baki lo tiyeich azarad shlech tzibur brachal v'atala. What's the issue that you might have thought? If the whole reason to do it and make all these brachos is to be motzi somebody doesn't know, and everybody knows how to daven, so then these brachos are extra. He says, no, there's no bracha lebatala here. Chazal, we're matakin, there should be chazar hashatz. Once they're matakin that there should be chazar hashatz, there should be chazar hashatz regardless. It doesn't matter whether there's a baki there or ain't no baki there, you do it regardless. Now we do it because of the takana. Even if the reason behind the takana was to be motzi somebody who doesn't know how to daven, now we have just a takana to do chazar hashatz. And he has a few proofs. One I put on the sheet, one to save room I left off. One I put on the sheet is that we have kiddush in shul. Okay, so the minhag eretz yisrael, we don't have that, but in most kilos across chutz laretz, we make kiddush in shul. Why do they make kiddush in shul? For guests. Sometimes gas stragglers will show up into town, and there wasn't an announcement, anybody who needs a meal, follow me home. So they may have had a few, little bit of food in their bag, and that's what they ate. They were peddler, traveler, migrant, and they would stay in the shul, sleep in the benches of the shul. So what do? They need kiddush. It's not like they traveled around with grape juice or wine. They may have had whatever food they had. So they would make kiddush in shul, and that would be motzi all the guests. So what if you look around the shul, and you know everybody in shul, and everybody in shul is from town, and there's nobody there who's a guest? Do we still make kiddush in shul? And the Rambam says yes. His other proof is from the Magen Avot, that, you know, the little chazar hashatz we do Friday night, that we still say that in shul, even when, because part of the reason for it was that people might still be davening longer, and you don't want to leave anybody in shul, so he says, we still do that. Okay. Meaning he has a proof that when there's a takana of chazal, the takana stands regardless, they made the takana across the board. Not just when there's an Eino Baki there, we have Chazarata shots always. And throws in a and he throws in another practical point. Shim Lokane. Hayua Chachamim notnim dvarim l'shiurim. V'ya tzarich b'chol tfila l'chapes kol ishe ishe v'meir ha'kanesen v'mbaki yimlo adkan. So what does the Rambam say? And in addition, had you not had this rule that we just do chazar d'shatz, we would have made the Gabbai's job harder. It would be his job to go around up to each person in shul and be like, do you know how to daven? Do you know how to daven? Do you know how to daven? Okay, everybody knows how to daven. Let's move on with the tefillah. Probably wouldn't be so good for Kirov either, because you wouldn't want anybody to come to shul. You'd be like, oh, you just made davening 7 minutes longer, because we need chazar d'shatz. So, no, the rule is, you need chazar d'shatz. We don't have to go around and ask everybody. And indeed, the Shulchan Aruch, when he passes halacha, source 4, kal shit palanu v'kulam b'kim b'tfilah, afal pichein yered shatz v'chozen lipalal, kidei l'kayim takana kachamim. He passes that way. The Mishnah Brura again throws in that reason. Source 5, kishe tichnu chachamim shiyatzur shatz atfila lo yitzrichol lechapeitz b'chol tfila achar kol ish v'ish. You don't have to go around and ask each person in yesh mishen obakim lav. Do you know how? Do you know how? Ela tichnu shiyas shatz chozer atfila leolam shemi yeh pam echad b'beit knesset mishen obakim v'yotzeinu ha-shatz yidecho batav. So they made a rule. We do the Shemona Esrei in case one time there's somebody there who doesn't know how and he'll be yotzei. But we always have to do chazar d'shatz. Yes?
If so, why can't we just have chazar d'shatz while everyone is saying their Shemona Esrei? That way, if there's someone that everyone says their Shemona Esrei and then Chazan says it out loud, that way, if there's someone...
So we started in source one that part of the... You need the silent Shemona Esrei to prepare the out loud Shemona Esrei. Yes?
What about Marav?
What about Marav?
Yeah, why don't
we... When we're not motzi them... Because there's no chazar d'shatz.
Yeah.
It's an excellent question. It could have to do with the standing of Marv. Meaning chova, reshut, etc. And but it is a good question. Okay, it's not a question that there's a good answer to. There are answers to it. Fine. So now we have in what we'll call Pshat or Nigla the reasons for Chazar d'Shatz. There's also in Nistar, what you might refer to as Kabbalah, reasons for Chazar d'Shatz. All sorts of things happening. Let's read the start of Source 10. Shut Yichavadat, who Shut Yichavadat? Someone? Rav Avadja. Okay, Rav Avadja, Yosef. He, Kedarko, cites a lot of views in a long tshuva. Again, there's only a small paragraph here on the page. V'chem vor v'shar kabanot, le'ari, hayam makpid ma'od li'palo mincha m'chazarat ha'shleach tzibur. He was very makpid, there should be a full chazarat ha'shatz. V'afilim ha'yasa, samach l'shkiya racham, even if it was getting late. Sefer Mishnah, the Rebuta, or a Chaim, Hevi Mashiktam Rambi Yosef, Hevi Gankam Divreinu Rabbeinu Ari, Shebechazarat Hatfila Yesh Tikun Gadol. Something is happening when we do Chazar d'Shatz. Something mystical in the atmosphere, in Shamayim. Umala Chazara Gedola Yoter Miyotfila V'lachash. And the out loud Tfila is even more important and even greater than our silent Shemona Esrei. Messiah. Without Chazar d'Shatz, we don't even have half a tefillah. It's not like, well, we at least got, some of our davening. So we did most of it. No, you don't even have half. Somebody thought I spoke with told me he thought this was a reference to Hecha Kedusha. Because in his view, Hecha Kedusha meant half. So I spoke, you told me Hecha doesn't mean half, it means?
No, Hecha is half.
Hecha is half. Okay.
Yiddish.
So it could be
different.
So somebody one else I consulted with told me, Heicha Kedusha, Heicha means short. It's a possibility that there's a form of that word meaning short. A short Shmona Esrei. Okay. But it's definitely not half. You're getting three brachos out of 18 or 19. So it wouldn't be half. So, no. He's saying you don't even have half a tefillah. You didn't daven. So that's an, okay, that's in Kabbalah, that's in Nistar. But when Nistar and Nigla don't disagree, we're okay with Nistar, meaning we follow it. When Kabbalah has what to say on our halachic practice, if there's no stira, we follow it. That's emphasized many times by our poskim. Okay, let's focus on the Nigla part for now. So the question comes, where is this Heicha Kedusha from? What is its source? When can it be done? So let us go to source 6. The Beis Yosef, and Siman Reish Lamed Bet, Katu B'Shivo Le'aleket, Shekatav Rabbeinu Ephraim, B'Shem Rabbeinu Ai, D'Tzibor D'Dechika Lehu Shato. They don't have enough time. Bebei Shamsh. It's almost Ben Hashmash. It's almost getting dark. It lehu litzluye balachash, b'hadar l'nechute shliach tzibor. They now don't have enough time for a silent Shmon Esrei, and then an out loud Shmon Esrei, and then it's going to be dark already. Takanatayu dematzli kulu balachash b'mitzvah tefila. Everybody should daven a silent Shmon Esrei. V'hadar nachit shliach tzibor, v'omer magen u'mechaye v'anu kedusha. When you don't have enough time in the day to do a full Chazar Hashatz, so everybody does a silent Shmon Esrei, then the Chazan should get up and do three brachot. Okay, that is one source we have for the idea of a shortened Chazar Hashatz. But finishes the Beit Yosef, V'hachi nahug Rabbanon Bimit Tifta. Kad Tichika Lahu Shaita. V'chein Roy Lasot Akan Lashano. So says the Shibboleth Aleket, the name of Rabbeinu Ephraim, the name of Rabbeinu Ahai that he's quoting. This is the Minhag in Mitifta. What is that?
Someone.
Mitifta. Sifta? Is that better? Sifta. What's a masifta?
It's a school.
School, the yeshiva. Okay, this is the minhag in the yeshiva when they were short on time. Are those two separate clauses? The same clause? Meaning, is this an option only in the yeshiva? Only when you're short on time? Either or? That is part of our focus right now. Let's see what others have to say on the topic. Well, start with the four others. Let's see how he paskins in, that was in Beis Yosef. Let's see what he writes in Shulchan Aruch. Im, source 7. Im ashava dechuka. Yitpalalu balachash. Ve'achar kach yomar shlech tzibur magen mechaya v'yana kedusha. U'mesayi makel ha-kadosh. Im ein shehut b'yom limor yilchet brachot. So the Shulchan Aruch says the focus there is shava dechuka. When you're short on time, when it's almost dark, when you're not going to have time to say the whole Chazar Hashatz before it gets dark, you should say a shortened Chazarat Hashatz. Again, according to the Ari, who says the whole importance is that you need a whole Chazar Hashatz, he would say to continue probably even after dark, and that's a whole discussion about why that would be okay. And there's much literature written on that topic as well. When the Shulchan Aruch says, "Im ashah dechuka," that is what to do. The Beis Yosef, he writes two simanim later, when he discusses Chazar Hashatz of Mincha. So he says, "Mitpalin Shmon Esrei, Ushliach," in source 8, "Ushliach Tzibor Machzir Atfila, Kederach Sha'osin B'Shacharit." You should do Chazar Hashatz just like you did at Shacharis. Ken katav gam gein a Rambam perik ten milchot tefila v'chein nogim ha'ashkenazim. This is what the Rambam writes, this is what Ashkenazim do. If you're not short on time. Avala Svardim, he says there's a Svardi minhag. Eino agin lachzor shliach tzibor hatfila b'mincha. Elamit palel shliach tzibor im hatzibor b'koram. Ve'omer kedusho bracha achat kadosh. Ve'achar kach omer amtziyo b'lach hashim hatzibor. U'marcha ritzei b'koram v'gomer tfilato b'koram. What does he say is the Svardi minhag? The Svardi minhag that he was reporting on was that when it came to Shmona Esrei at Mincha, so specifically at Mincha, after Ashrei, after Kaddish, they would say out loud, right away, the first three brachot of Shmona Esrei. Everyone would daven Shmona Esrei silently to themselves at that point. And he would pick up at Ritzei out loud again until the end. Uminag Hashkenazim Hu Hanachon. And I don't know how much everybody knows about Sephardi and Ashkenazi Psak and the Mechaber's view on Sephardi Psak versus Ashkenazi Minhag, vice versa, on the topic. But this is a rare statement of the Beis Yosef. Who is right in this one? Ashkenazim. Minag Ashkenazim hu anachon. V'chein eniku chachamim v'dor shalifaneinu betzvat, and that's the minag here in Tzvat. V'gazru nidoi lober atakanatam, you should be in cherem if you don't do chazar l'shatz. You're supposed to follow the Ashkenazim on this. The Ashkenazim do chazar l'shatz. So, okay. We have now seen two methods of short in Shmona Esrei. One, the first one was everybody does it silently, then he does the first three brachot. That was in source 6. And in source 8, he says everybody right away together out loud the first three brachot, then silent the next 12 brachot, and the last three out loud again. The Aruch HaShulchan says in source 9, Homanam zau bebeit haKnesset ubebeit haMedrash sheyesh anashim harbe umuftachim sheyu asara sheyanu ami. When it comes to Chazar HaShatz, we're supposed to do a full Chazar HaShatz. Where is that? That's in a shul, a large shul with a lot of people, because we need 10 people to answer Amen. And when you have a lot of people, so yes, there may be a lot of people talking, or learning, or sleeping, but there will probably be 10 of them available, paying attention to answer Amen. If you have a small shtibel house minyan, v'yesh minyan mitzumtzam, or afilu ma'at yoter, you have a bare minimum minyan, and people talk and don't answer Amen, as tov yoter lasod kedusha kemoshe katav, demashad yachzor shamat fila bevaday lo yanu kulam Amen, v'tiyena kol abrachol batala v'hava mitzvah baba avera. Says the Aruch HaShulchan, if we do a full Chazar HaShatz and there aren't 10 people answering Amen, it is bracha levatala. And therefore, we should do Chazar HaShatz, meaning the Hecha Kedusha, in such a case. So Aruch HaShulchan is advocating, meaning, I think he's saying, ideally, even when you have 10, everybody should answer Amen and do what they're supposed to be doing. But he's a realist or pragmatist and says, we're not going to have 10 people answering Amen, so therefore, we should have a shortened Chazar HaShatz in such a circumstance. I think that if you want a limud zchut as fast as possible for whatever elementary or high school you went to, office minion you went to, yeshiva that you know of that does this, this is probably it. Because the number of people learning or speaking and not paying attention to Chazar HaShatz and not answering it might make it a bracha levatala. We don't want bracha levatala. So therefore, even though we said, like for example, just a second ago, that the minhag of the Ashkenazim is nachon, and you're supposed to have a full shmona esrei, and we said about all the milas, you know, and kabbalistically that it does for you, and that's the takana, and the takana is to have it. Nonetheless, if we need a limud zchut for all those who don't do it, it's not the greatest zchut, because we're saying basically that they're not paying attention to davening, not answering amen. But limud zchut, as in what is their halachic justification to have a shortened shmona esrei, and it could be their halachic justification is because they're saying it's too hard to make everybody concentrate for 18 brachot or 19 brachot, but we hope that we can have everybody stay silent and paying attention for 3. Yes.
But even if one person says amen, you're not, it doesn't have a minion, but aren't you still, like, it's not a bracha levatala.
Somebody's going to say that. Coming up. Next.
What about for shachars?
What about for shachars? So, why would this be true more for mincha than for shachars? Well, if the reason we saw was that it's only allowed im hashad chuka, so that would only be when, meaning, it's a minhag that developed based on people davening at the end of the day just before it's getting dark. And it could get dark already at 4 p.m. And therefore, this minhag didn't develop for shacharis when people tended to daven before they went for work in the morning. And sof zman tefillah, yes, there could again be the issue right before sof zman tefillah, but it tended to be that minyanim weren't at 10 a.m. Okay, so, meaning it might be a similar issue for shacharis, but all the literature is going to discuss it for mincha, where it actually happens, or it's not even considered for shacharis. The other possibility is why it's not a possibility for shacharis is because we would need smichas gula letfilo, we would need to duchen possibly svardim duchen even in chutz laaretz. Okay, so all these added reasons, or that you need, you know, you want full chazar to shatz at least once in your day. So that's another possibility. Yes, you had a question?
You answered it.
Oh, okay. Okay, fine. So, is it, did we sufficiently, adequately justify these yeshivas? There's a very large yeshiva in America, some of you may have heard of, called Lakewood. Heard of it? Mm-hmm. I am told. I don't know, but I've heard it from a number of people. I haven't been there. But I'm told every day for Mincha they do Pincha Kedusha. Okay? If somebody goes there and comes back and reports to me that it's not true, it's not true. I don't know. I have no edus on it. I've been informed that I heard through the grapevine that they do it. And what would be the justification? So someone suggested to me it's for Bittul Zman. They are learning throughout the day, and therefore, instead of those extra 5 minutes of tefillah, they will have 5 minutes more of learning. And that was the, you know, the people reported to me that was the svara too, which I find a little hard to accept, meaning I can't overrule the Rosh Yeshiva of Lakewood. They're much greater Talmidei Chachamim than I am. It's not even close. But from my understanding of, you know, we've had many, many great yeshivas for many, many years in many, many, you know, cities around the world with many great gedolim heading them. And I don't believe that was the practice in all these places. And halavai, that even in Lakewood, as great as they are, they're as careful with their zman that those 5 minutes are the difference, meaning, do they have a long psukei de zimra, meaning, are all the other parts of davening as concise as they can be for that reason, or, you know, there's room for an extended davening in order to have avodas Hashem of your tefillah also with your avoda known as learning Torah. So I struggle with that explanation of it, but that is what I've heard. But Rav Avadya has the tshuva that I read the first part of in Source 10, and in the Sikkum, at the end of it, he says the following. Chovah Kedusha Mutelet al Rashi Yeshiva. Lachzir Atarali Yishanan. Bring it back the way it was. We should have full Chazar Hashatz. Lanhik Betfilat HaMincha Chazar HaShleipa Tzibur. We should have Chazar Hashatz HaMincha too. Kitakana Geoni Yisrael. Just like the Geonim established. V'yamdu al mishmar v'yashkicho bachar yeshiva sh'yatu ozen kashchev v'l'berchotav shal tzeichu v'ronan ramein. And the issue is that they're going to learn or talk, so give them mussar. Make sure they pay attention. And those who get rid of this and give them mussar and make everything done properly, you know, they should have a lot of brachas. So Rav Avadya came out forcefully against this minhag, I'll call it minhag, but this prevalent or practice that could be found, that he'd heard of, phenomenon, and he thought should be ended. But okay, now we've discussed, should it be? Probably shouldn't be. Lemaisa, does it happen? Yes. Are you allowed to daven in a minyan when that happens? Well, all other things being equal, you shouldn't, meaning if you have two minyanim to go to, and one does and one doesn't, they're at the same time, same convenience, etc., then you should obviously go to the one that has the longer one, time permitting. Does that mean that you can't go if you're in a rush, in a hurry, whatever it is? I'm not saying that. Okay? You can go to when you need to. Okay? There was what to rely on. We came up with a few svaras to explain it. We saw the Aruch HaShulchan in Source 9. Now, you are at such a minyan that does Mincha Katsara. What do you do? And what are the options? What am I asking? There's two main options I want to consider. Because the standard Mincha Katsara minyan isn't like we just saw in the Beis Yosef in those ways, but it's that they, you know, they first have silent Shemona Esrei and then three brachos, or three brachos out loud, most silent, and then three later. But your standard options are the following. Right after Ashrei and Kaddish, the Chazan is going to say the first three brachos of Shemona Esrei out loud and Kedusha out loud. And then, everyone should daven quietly. So, what are your two options? One option is that you can say those first three brachot out loud with the chazan. And then, when he goes quiet, you go quiet. Or, what's the other option? That you sit there quietly while he says those first three brachot out loud. And when he's done with Kedusha, you start your silent Shemona Esrei from the first bracha. Are the two options clear? Okay? Either your first three brachos are together with the Chazan's first three brachos, and then your last 15, 16 are silent. Or you are silent while he does his three, and then you do all your 18, 19 brachot on your own. So the Mishnah Berurah. This is still related to the previous discussion. The Mishnah Berurah says, Shad Achak, V'lo Shad Achak, Yiskimu Harbe Macharonim, Shalo Laso Kein, you shouldn't do this. Ki Yikar Takana Hayita Midina, Lidpala Mitchila Balacha, Shachar Kach Bakoram. So that was still related to our previous discussion of whether we should be doing Hecha Kedusha. Fine. That was the last discussion. Now our new discussion of what to do when you're in such a minyan. So in Source 12, the Shulchan Aruch says, she come into shul, and everybody's in their silent Shona Esrei. Now again, this follows the discussion of Chazar Hashatz. So now you have to come and daven right away. So, the Tzibor was davening, and they've done everything. They've done Psukit Zimra, Birkat HaShachar, Psukit Zimra, Kriyat Shema, and you get there, and maybe there was no Chazan for those other parts, or you're the person they're expecting to lead them in their big, inspiring Chazar HaShatz. And you get there, and everybody's in their silent Shemona Esrei already. So if you daven, right now you're silent Shemona Esrei, you're going to hold up the whole Tzibor. They're all going to be waiting for you to finish your silent Shemona Esrei, to start your out loud Shemona Esrei. So what does the Shulchan Aruch say to do? So just do an out loud Shemona Esrei. I didn't do my silent Shemona Esrei. You know, skip it this time. Rama. V'chein im hu shad hadchak. Also, if it's almost too dark to daven. Kigon she yareshes yavor zman atfilo. Or it's too late in the zman. Yachol yitpalo miyad b'kol ram. V'atzibor mitpalalin imo milo milo b'lachash al lachar akel kadosh. V'tov she ye echal d'chol apachot she'ane amein achar b'rchar hashatz. So what do you do? Anytime that you have to have chazar hashatz, and there's not enough time, it's about to be the end of Zman Tvilo, Zman Mincha. So what do? Instead of silent Shmon Esrei and then Chazar Hashatz, we do Chazar Hashatz right away, but a shortened one. The first three brachot. Out loud. But how does he say that Tzibur should do? Mitpalin and Imo Mila B'Mila B'Lachash. Everyone should say those first three brachot with them. Except for one person. If they have one designated amen answerer. Okay, this is different than the Aruch HaShulchan source 9 where we saw he wanted 10 people answering amen. So here, because everybody's going to be davening together, so we don't need 10 people answering amen, but we at least need one person to answer amen. One designated amen answer. That is what the Ramah here says in Source 12. The Aruch HaShulchan, who we already saw in Source 9, so he has more to say on the topic. Source 13. V'af agav dufi darko shel Rabbeinu HaRamah lo yeklal aniyat amen b'tfila zo. V'zo tamo shel Rabbeinu Yosef shelefi shitato yanu atzibor gimel amenim. Why does the Ramah not care that we are not going to really have anyone saying Amen? The chiyuva da Amen eino ella kishechozer hashatz atfila bekol ram kishemikodem itpalel belachash vaaz below Amen havo brach lebatol. When the Aruch HaShulchan says in Source 9 that we're not going to have that it's going to be a brach lebatol if we don't have 10 people answering Amen. That's when everybody has already davened. So they've all fulfilled their chiyuv tefillah. And now there's going to be chazar hashatz, and the chazar hashatz needs people to answer amen. If there's no one, if there's not 10 people answering amen, then it's bracha levatalo. The way the Ramah is saying to do it is to have them daven with him. If there's nobody answering amen, it's not bracha levatalo. Why? Because it's not there to fulfill, to meaning everybody else hasn't yet davened. Got the distinction? When is it a bracha levatala? If I've already davened, and now we're only davening to be motzi everybody, so we need to answer amen. But I haven't already davened now. So then it's not a bracha levatala. So that's what the Aruch HaShulchan says to explain the Ramah. But he still disagrees. Sifav. Aval minageinu ba'ofen acher. Our minag is not that way. Behu derech ha'milah, and my way is even better. Behind us, Shem Hashad, the Chuka, Omer Hashatz, Omer Chatzi Kaddish, Achar Ashrei, Mevarach Yom Rishon Mekol Ram. He should right away Ashrei Chatzi Kaddish and say the first three brachot out loud. And what should the tzibor do? But tzibor Shotkin, everybody stay quiet. Don't daven then. Va'onin Gimel Amenin, Elo, answer Amen to those three brachot. Va'onin Kedusha, and answer Kedusha. Then the tzibur should say their silent shmon esrei starting from the beginning. And the shatz also says his silent shmon esrei at that point. But because he's already said the first three rachos, he himself continues from minatachonin. And what do we gain by that? This way, everybody answers amen to at least those three brachos. And the shatz does get his tefillah belachash, which is what he needs. And then he says again, the Arizal says it's very important to have chazar hashatz, even after shkira chama, and that is really the minhag. The minhag is to try and have a full shmon esrei, full chazar hashatz when you can. But if you're in a tzibor where they're doing hecha kedusha, what should you do? The Aruch HaShulchan says. The Aruch HaShulchan says you should not daven with the chazan. just answer Amen to his first three brachot, and then say your silent Shemona Esrei. The Kitzur Shulchan Aruch, source 14, Shlomo Gansrin, says, in Mashad, the Chukah, the Karov, the Laila, it's getting dark. Matkel Eshlech Tzibor, Miyad Achar Kadesh, Shemona Esrei, B'kol Rami. You should right away start a Shemona Esrei. But Tzibor, Lo Yid Palu, El Shomim, B'onim, Achomer Kadosh, they should just answer Amen until the Kadosh, Azonim Amen, B'palim, B'lachash. But, and if it's even later, meaning that's still a luxury, because how much time do we have? I have to have enough time for 22 brachot, his 3 and then my 19. That's a lot of time. What if I don't have enough time for that? I have enough time for just 19. Yicholim litpalel miyad im ashleach tzibur velachash mila b'mila ad akel hakadosh. So then they can say it along with the shleach tzibur. So which two views did they take? Did he take? Meaning he's preferring the Aruch HaShulchan's way in source 13, but he's saying if you're stuck even more, meaning it's even later, then follow what the Ramah said in source 12. Tomim afshar shigel kol abachor echad shenal brachor. So at least, if you're saying it with him, still you need a designated Amener. In source 15, the Alkad Yosef, who is the Alkad Yosef?
Son of Reuven Yosef.
Good. What is he right now?
He's here right now. Chief Sfardi.
Chief Sfardi Rabbi of Israel. Good. Alkad Yosef. Kishazman mitzumtzam v'ashliach tzibor omer tefillah achat belvad b'kol ram. When you're short on time and the chazan says the davening right away, the chazar shots right away, until akal kadosh, adru kadashim akal kadosh. What should the kahal do? Nachon shekol kahal yitpalut tefilat amidab milabi milaim shlechat tzibur. They should all daven with him. Kshiagil kedusha yomru imo kol kedusha. When it comes to kedusha, say it with him. Ba'achar kach yamshichot tefilu lachash. Then everybody daven silently, them and the chazan. And I, what was our problem with doing that? We said we needed a designated Amener. So says the Alkid Yosef, V'afal pisha ba'open kazeh ein af achad shoneh amein achar berchot ashlech tzibur ein b'kach klum. She'ein aniyar amein ma'kevet b'zeh klal. You don't need an amein. V'zeh yoter ma'achon mima she'yesh no'agin la'amtim v'lipalel ad la'achar shemesayim ashlech tzibur berchot akel ha'kadosh k'dei la'anot amein achar berchotav. This is better than the other minog that some people have to wait to daven with him, just to answer Amen, and then say their Shemona Esrei. That is not as good. So, the svara that we had, that the Aruch HaShulchan had, that why he wanted you to wait, was in order to answer Amen. So says Yalkut Yosef, no, that's not better. We don't need to answer Amen. It's hard to give you makorot, but Talmidim of the Rav will tell you that when he davened in a minyan where there was Hecha Kedusha, he followed the view that said to say it along with the Chazan right away. I've seen it in multiple Talmidim of the Rav. Okay, just to chazer what we saw today. We have a mitzvah it's a takana of Chazar Hashatz. Why do we need to do it? It's to be motzi those who don't know how to daven. But even when we don't have anybody who doesn't know how to daven, still the takana remains that we need Chazar Hashatz. And that is the chova of the tzibor, to have Chazar Hashatz. That's both at Shachrit and at Mincha. That's to fulfill the takana, and also to get us Kedusha. And the best way to do that, it's clear across the board, the lichatchila of Ashkenazim, Svardim, Mekubalim, and Namekubalim, is that that's supposed to be done with a full and complete Chazar Hashatz. Is there a limud zchut? Is there what to rely on? You know, that you shouldn't stone anybody you see going to a Hecha Kedusha minyan? Absolutely. Please don't stone anyone. But the ideal would be that not happen. And Rav Avadja even said, you know, the Rashi Yeshivas should come out and give mussar to everybody so that that shouldn't happen. Maybe when he said that, he said the Rashi Yeshiva should do it. Probably what was bothering him more is that it happens in the yeshiva. When people are in business and then every minute is precious to them. Right? We have Mishnayos about saying Shema on a tree because you're working and on the clock. So maybe we can judge some office minion somewhere where they do Hecha Kedusha. Okay, but in yeshiva, where your time is for HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so why not do it the way Chazal said to do it, and that is full Chazar HaShatz. So, yes, that's the ideal, full Chazar HaShatz. All that being said, when you are in a minyan that does Hecha Kedusha, what should one do? And for that, we saw two views, or three views, meaning but two main possibilities, with poskim on both sides saying it, so whoever you follow there, you have on whom to rely, whether you say it together with the chazan right away, or wait for after his three brachot and answer amen, either way, you have on whom to rely. Both options are valid. And any questions? Yes?
Why does the Rav feel like the way that he does things?
Why did he feel that way was better?
Yeah.
Well, we saw the people who said to daven right away wanted that you should be davening. Meaning, if the goal of what the tzibor is doing is davening together, so then you should be davening with him together. Normally, we don't daven with the chazan because we say our sign of Shmoneh Esrei first, but we haven't said our sign of Shmoneh Esrei first, so you should be davening with him. The only reason to not do that is because you're concerned about the amens. So he apparently wasn't concerned about the amens. I don't know if you asked him whether he was concerned that maybe one guy should answer amen or not, you know, where he fits on that machloket. I don't have an answer on that front. Anyone else? Shukoach, thank you. See you around.